he's wearing black shorts, so I didn't see anything.
I think he got the people in the lesson.
Yeah.
That was a top five moment in season one, man.
Yeah, for sure. I think this doo-doo in his shorts. I'm not gonna go through with it. Fuck yeah, dude.
I'm sorry. I'm like, you can tell that she was just not going for it. Not tonight.
I don't know. I don't like airsoft. I don't know why.
I don't either. Okay, so here's a question for everybody. You're in a room for 1 hour. You cannot leave ever. There's no way out. Would you rather talk in a 1 hour conversation with Jimmy or Airsoft Fatty?
Airsoft Fatty.
Airsoft Fatty.
Even I don't like him. Because yeah, Jimmy, I'd be afraid what he would do to me.
Well, either way, you're getting made up bullshit stories.
Like, yeah,
Jimmy
I can like talk
to
Fatty about
you.
Star Wars or something.
I'm gonna be honest with you. None of y'all motherfuckers on the fish tank challenged any of y'all, any of each other. Jimmy should have been challenged. Brian should have been challenged. You guys are all too passive. You should have told that stupid retard to shut the hell up.
Oh, yeah.
The first day.
I did. Well, yeah. Not the first day, but I yelled at him today.
Yeah, but you saw what he did. Yeah. Imagine what he'd do if they kept doing it. Like, this man's about to break.
Jimmy is a genuine serious griper, dude. You saw how he tried to gripe Trish. That is a problem.
Yeah, he's still on it right now in B2.
Jesus Christ.
Exactly.
When you were telling him to shut up earlier, what the fuck are we even talking about? Dude is like going through it.
It's a little irresponsible that they like gave him.
Not like save a host syndrome. Like he's
like he was referring to past trauma or something, man.
When is he not doing that?
He was mad because me and Taylor were pissed because he kept giving production ideas when we were getting hogtied.
Dude, I hope they never give him his CDs. Fuck that guy. Dude.
Well, clearly they needed it because you guys all got out like three times in a row. They kind of fucked that up.
Really hurt, though. I still have marks all over my arms.
Mm-hmm. I think they kind of like made Jimmy the person with like the leash and everything. Like, I think that was like it's not good for him. Like, he's already has like weird like.
Yeah.
He's really weird and then they give that to him. Yeah, like, I don't know. I don't think that was a good idea.
Yeah.
I could like spiral him to like do weirder stuff.
I tell you what though, that hogtie challenge today was actually pretty funny in a little bit.
It got boring real quick.
No, that's not weird to me. Honestly, I don't know.
Yeah, that's a weird thing. A lot of challenges get boring. A lot of challenges just immediately get boring.
Well, it's because Jet makes them take forever. Like the bar thing, when you guys were just lining up for the bar, that could have taken all of like 30 seconds to explain.
It took a long time.
Pay up your chips and then you could get your drink. But Jet had to go down and put on his little stupid costume and everything.
Yeah, it seems like they're like kind of unprepared for a lot of the bits that they do.
Yeah. Mm.
That's honestly my impression with season two. Like, you know, like they were finding a house like 2 months into the production of the show, or like 3 months, I believe. I forgot what the timeline. But you know, it felt like a lot of it was like kind of like jerry rigged, you know?
Yeah.
I honestly feel like that's how a lot of like MD stuff is behind the scenes, but like that's part of the magic of what you see when it's edited. It's like a shit show, but it comes together in the end.
Oh, Meg, do you know about the guy that they like kicked off like right before the show and then they got Brian? Frank?
Yeah, Frank. Yeah. I have a feeling that he would have been so funny, man.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, he would have shaved.
He's friends
show.
With like Letty's axe or something.
So. Yep.
Oh. He was friends with Letty's ex.
Yeah, Zane was telling me about it.
Letty's ex's dad?
What?
What?
Looked like it.
No.
You seen Letty's ex?
No. I mean, he's 29.
Letty's ex isn't black.
Yeah, he is. No. Oh, Letty's fucking... sorry, no, I got no. Letty and friends Summer confused. With...
Yeah.
All the grocery store, dude.
Goofball.
Bro, what?
They look exactly the same to me. I can't tell the difference.
Yeah.
It definitely was just supposed to be like a Letty clone.
Yeah.
Like
but,
visually at least.
Guys, Betty, I'm gonna peace out for the night. I'm gonna go get McDonald's and go to bed.
What are you getting for McDonald's?
See you, Meg.
I'm getting a Big Mac with extra sauce.
Yo, Megan.
Okay, I'm on the challenge.
Hopefully you can sleep without PTSD of TTS coming on.
Dude, I can still hear it in my head. I can still hear the Dominica.
J.
Yeah, isn't that J shit so funny? Isn't that the
Yeah, it's so funny because it happens all the time.
Yeah, I love hearing Jay a million fucking times.
I love how the staff does it too. They spam it.
Yeah.
I like how the staff this season. All right,
good night, Meg.
All right, Meg.
Good on the show.
Bye, Meg.
Don't let the hate get to you.
Okay, that was good.